this half hour, but first AM 580 News, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, JJ. Good afternoon. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected former Governor George Ryan's appeal of his federal racketeering and fraud conviction. The justices made no comment on their action in response to Ryan's claim that he and his fellow defendant, businessman Larry Warner, didn't receive a fair trial. Their lawyers argued that the trial judge replaced two jurors with alternates after deliberations in the case had already begun. The 74-year-old Ryan is serving a 6.5-year sentence in federal prison. The Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals earlier upheld the convictions. The federal court jury deliberating charges against political fundraiser Tony Rezko has told the judge that it plans to work late two nights this week to help conclude its decision. The jury handed U.S. District Judge Amy St. Eve a note last week saying that it wanted to break off deliberations at noon today, but jurors say they'll work until 5:50 p.m. tomorrow and Thursday. St. Eve brought in the attorneys this morning to put the note on the record. Attorneys say the phrasing of the note doesn't necessarily mean that jurors are promising to come up with a verdict on Thursday. They say the role can be note can be read various ways. Rezko was pleaded not guilty to charges of fraud, attempted extortion, money laundering, and aiding and abetting bribery. One of the four women, a former Central Illinois police officer, was accused of raping, says she intentionally rode the courthouse elevator with him before one of his court appearances. The woman testified today that she wanted to see former Bloomington police officer Jeff Pilo to see how he would react to her and to gain control over a situation that he had traumatized her. Pilo has pleaded not guilty to 35 counts related to the four rapes and a stalking. He was a sergeant when the rapes occurred between 2002 and 2005. The woman who testified today was raped in January 2005 and was the third of the four women to be attacked. The final rape victim took the stand last week. The other two may testify later this week. Illinois House and Senate last week approved separate budget packages. With time running out before the legislature's scheduled adjournment, there's uncertainty if lawmakers can come together on one spending plan, as Sean Crawford reports.
The House budget includes various funding options, ranging from a more flat-level approach to big increases. The Senate is more in the middle, but still relies on the approval of some controversial measures to generate revenue. What both budgets have in common is that neither has been embraced in the opposite chamber. With Saturday as the target date for ending the spring session, Democrats in control in both the House and Senate say they want to wrap up their business by that time. That means this week will likely include plenty of private meetings among budget negotiators, making the job more difficult as a lack of new money to spend. Also unknown is how Governor Rod Blagojevich will react if a budget reaches his desk. The governor has been cut out of the talks but has the authority to reject legislation. Blagojevich has been focused on a statewide infrastructure program, but lawmakers have seemed content to push off those discussions for now. I'm Sean Crawford.
Authorities in central Illinois are trying to identify a body pulled from Salt Creek, not far from where an 18-year-old Lincoln man went missing earlier this month. Authorities say the man's body was spotted by a boater on Memorial Day. Logan County Coroner Robert Thomas says an autopsy is scheduled, but there's no word yet on the man's identity. Crews have been searching for Billy Ray Askew by air, ground, and water since May 13th. That's when he disappeared while camping with friends about a mile south of Lincoln. An Urbana alderman tonight makes a pitch to city leaders about using more sustainable lighting practices. Charlie Smythe says the use of LED bulbs and new design standards would result in considerable cost savings. He hopes the message will resonate not only in Urbana, but with the hopes that Champaign and the University of Illinois will soon follow suit. Smythe says he's pushing for economically based lights that don't shine above the horizon and not wasting any light as a result.
I would hope that we can develop something that is very similar and compatible with the look and feel that's presently in campus town, but that meets the criteria of better efficiencies and full cutoff lighting.
Smythe's focus is on a business district on the east side of the U of I campus, which has the Kranich Center for the Performing Arts and several restaurants in the area. Urbana will hear from Smythe and discuss putting out bids for lighting in tonight's Committee of the Whole meeting, beginning at 7 in the City Building. Smythe says the city hopes to have a lighting plan in place by the end of the year. The city of Champaign is also discussing the issue of lighting in tonight's study session. The proposal is to standardize lighting with the university district. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has signed a bill that renews the film tax credit, saying it helped bring Illinois revenues of $155 million last year. At a signing ceremony in Chicago, the governor was joined by Chicago native Harold Ramis and others in the movie business. Blagojevich says that since the tax credit was enacted in 2003, the amount of revenue for the state has jumped dramatically, about 80% between 2006 and 2007 alone. He and others say the 20% tax credit means film crews spend millions of dollars in Illinois and thousands of Illinoisans have been hired to work on those movies. Other states have similar bills, and Ramis says without the tax credit, Illinois couldn't remain competitive in the movie business. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Weather information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Dr. Arlo Bain at the Leroy Veterinary Clinic in Leroy, Illinois.
It's 12:36, and you're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580 and will.illinois.edu. Good afternoon. I'm Jay Pierce, our technical director.